fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 13th day of July, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Here's your prepper tip of the day. Listen carefully. Do you have a plan? Question mark. Do you have a plan? Number 2, is it in writing? Seriously, is it in writing? If it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. And last but not least, is it current? Well, if it's not current, what's the point? So your prepper tip of the day is to make sure you have a plan, that it's in writing, and that it is current. And we're talking about preparedness here, of course. And your plan is going to vary from person to person. If you're at a hobby farm in the Ozarks, you don't need a get-out-of-dodge plan, particularly. If you're in the city, you're going to need one. If you commute a long distance from your home, you need a plan to get back to your home. So it's going to vary from person to person, but that's your prepper tip of the day. We'll have some good news. My friend Tim Spencer went to the Veterans Administration Hospital in Columbia, Missouri yesterday. He had an excellent outcome, surprised him, surprised me. He returned to his home last night, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Tim. Okay. Where's Tim?
John, I had the mute button on. I apologize.
Aha. You and Jimmy. So you got a mute button blank space in your brain or somehow there.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a problem. Well, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad to be back.
I bet you are.
Yeah, I was absolutely flabbergasted yesterday by the doctor that was the head of the clinic there at the ortho place at Missouri University Health Center.
Right.
Here I think I'm going to probably lose the leg, and I walk, he says, oh, everything's fine.
Right, right.
And
well,
I was just in my mind.
Well, and myself also, because what you were describing to me had very serious implications. But the doctor sees this every day of his working career, and he knew
right. What
to look for, and he said it was doing what it was supposed to be doing and not to worry, G.I.
That is correct. And it was wild.
Well, we're very happy and pleased to hear that. And I know Marianne thanked God this morning for your recovery. Well, moving on from there, looks like the battle at Mosul is winding up, and then the rebuilding effort can commence, and they move on. The combined Iraqi forces will move on to the next enclave of these Muslims. So, yes.
From what I understand, the next major enclave is 20, 25 clicks from where this last battle was. And, you know, it basically, apparently it's a small town that ISIS has taken, and that's the next target. But, you know, just between you and me, John, once ISIS is run out, then the, you know, victorious Muslims are going to start fighting each other again, and here we go again, you know. The Shiites and the Sunni Iraqis will be fighting each other.
Well, they've been fighting each other for well more than 1,000 years. About, was it 1,500 years? So that's expected. That Muslims will fight Muslims, that Muslims will kill Muslims because, well, Allah wants them to. They're carrying out Allah's will, aren't they?
Exactly. They're following the word of the, or the directions of the Quran, you know, verse by verse.
That's
right.
Doing
what they believe they're supposed to do.
You know, it's hard for Christians to even comprehend this mindset. It is so foreign to Western theology, Western thinking. Now, 500 years ago, there were Christians killing Christians. But, you know, but we're looking at five centuries, and that's 20 generations, basically. So we're so far removed from that that it's not part of anything that Christians can think of as being even possible. Christians killing Christians, but it is in the Muslim world. It is normal. It's acceptable. It is promoted and elevated to a high status as being a really great thing to do, is for Muslims to kill other Muslims.
Exactly, as well as everybody else.
Well, obviously, anybody who's an infidel, which is anybody who's not a Muslim. Now, if you're not the right kind of Muslim, you're not an infidel, but you're just the wrong kind of Muslim. Is that somewhat accurate?
I don't know. I think that if you're the wrong kind of Muslim, you're still put in the infidel category, I believe. I could be wrong, John.
Right. Well, I don't want to dwell on that too much. I don't know if you probably didn't hear yesterday's show yesterday, but
no,
I've had Professor McKinney on my show every week for, 10 or more years.
Right.
And I got the biggest belly. I got him laughing so hard he choked yesterday. And that's never happened before. Well, here's the deal. We were talking about a topic, and the topic of National Geographic magazine came up. And so I did a segue, and I said the following. I said, well, when I was a boy growing up, National Geographic taught me that when you see people who have pieces of metal sticking out of their face and tattoos all over, you instantly know that they're Stone Age, primitive, barbaric people.
Well, yeah. I understand, yes.
And that's what got him laughing so hard that he choked. Because that's what you see when you walk down the street of America now, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. Now, I've got a few tattoos, nothing garish, really. I definitely don't have any metal sticking out of me. I got a bunch of it bolted in me.
I had a shock yesterday, Tim. I was at the local supermarket in Steelville called Country Mart. And there was a gentleman in line right next to me. I'm using the term very loosely. He was a male. I'm going to say he's a Caucasian male, maybe 60 years old or so. It's hard to tell because I think there's been a lot of drugs go through this man's veins for decades. Average height, maybe a little shorter than average height, average weight. Tattoos from his hand, from the fingertips to his shoulders, covering both arms.
Right.
Fingernail polish and eye makeup.
Oh, boy.
And, I
wish Illinois would keep their people over there, don't you?
Or California, wherever they come from. But I don't know. I mean, it was really You don't see that in Steelville, Missouri very much.
No, you absolutely do not, but it was obviously a tourist.
I don't know. He was driving a beat-up Ford. It looked like it may or may not pass inspection. I don't know. I want to travel two blocks in the vehicle he was driving. And okay. it would just be speculation as to where he came from. But it was a wake-up call. I've been out of the city now for 13 years, and I was thinking about maybe taking a tour through the city in my town car just to see what was going on from behind the windshield of a town car. In various parts of the city. My belief is that there's been a dramatic degradation of culture and civilized behavior in the city.
I would say you're probably right.
Over a period of 13 years, I think it may be dramatic. It's kind of a thought that's not a pressing matter, but I may do it just to educate myself as to what's going on. Well, getting back to world events, a lot of things have just kind of been pushed off to the side, such as what's going on in Ukraine and what's going on with China. Bits and pieces come out here and there,
right,
about us doing patrols, aircraft patrols and sea patrols in the South China Sea, and various threats and counter threats as a consequence, but these all these issues are still there and haven't gone away, have they?
No, they haven't. In fact, as far as our freedom navigation runs through South China Sea, China is very, very upset at this particular time over those bombers flying over their island, saying if it happens again, they will respond. Of course, they're smart. They never say how they will respond, but they said they will respond. So that's left open, to see what happens. I don't know. I'm not going to make any predictions. I don't think they're going to start World War III over this. There's always possibility of an accident or a mistake.
Also in the news is China having 25,000 covert operatives in this country, secret agents, if you will, as well as them having recruited 15,000 Americans to be part of their intelligence gathering operation that they have.
But that 25,000 agents in the United States, John, has been pretty much an open secret forever. We know they're there. We even have a list, at least last I heard, of who they are. But I guess it's one of those things our government just tolerates.
Right. Well, hopefully they're being kept a careful eye on. I was shocked. This has been 16, 17 years ago when I thought I was doing my duty to report an American communist operative to an FBI agent that I knew at the time, and was told in response, "Oh, John, that's no longer part of our mission statement to follow the activities of American communists." I was disappointed and shocked both. This young man was not many people know the things I know and you know, and when he told me his bio, he included in his bio that he had been part of the IWW, which I know what that means, and almost maybe 1% of Americans or less, I'd say 0.5% or less, maybe 1/10 of 1% of Americans know what the IWW is.
And that's International Workers of the World.
That's right. And I maintained my composure, didn't raise my eyebrows or anything. I just kept talking to him as if he was talking about being an Eagle Scout, as part of his bio. But I got one. As soon as he said that, I got real interested in debriefing him without his knowledge to gain as much information as I could. Knowing it, I instantly, as soon as he said he'd been part of IWW, I said, well, to myself, I'm thinking, I need to report this guy to the FBI because they're going to want to know about this. Wrong. It's what's wrong? I mean, I hope the mission statement changes. I don't know what's going on up there in the FBI. I'm not privy to that. We now have a non-communist Muslim as president, a man I believe to be a patriotic American who's a Christian and not a Muslim and not a communist. And hopefully when this new FBI director is appointed, I think he's still going through the hearings, isn't he?
Yes, the last I saw, yes. I do not believe he's been confirmed, at least not as of yesterday morning. Ward, I think his last name, was his last name Ward? I forgot his name. It's a short name, though.
Well, I don't have that in front of me, but hopefully he'll make some dramatic changes and go back to what the FBI used to do and should be doing, which is monitoring communist activity, which is going to include a big part of the Democratic Party, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, I know one of the statements that he made yesterday ruffled some feathers. He indicated he was more than willing to investigate some of the Democrat or the Democratic Party for what they had been doing also. The meetings with Clinton and or Clinton's people and Russians and all that, you know, over the past few years. So apparently some of the Democrats didn't like that answer.
Oh, I bet they didn't. Well, the Republicans got enough votes, I think, on their side to get him nominated without any Democrats, I believe, don't they?
I believe they do, John. I do believe they do.
I hope so.
I know all they need is a simple majority in the Senate. And they've definitely got the votes in the House.
Okay, well, hopefully this guy will be a true American patriot. He will reorganize the FBI to not be fearful of investigating Muslims the way they should be, discharging and firing any FBI agents who refuse to investigate Muslims, which that's happened in the past with no repercussions to FBI agents that I'm aware of. I can't investigate my brother Muslims. Come on, you know, you're an FBI agent. And I've known over the years, I've known a number of FBI agents, and all the ones I've known and worked with, I've known to be very bright, highly motivated, intelligent, patriotic Americans, every one of them.
I've only met one that doesn't meet that criteria.
Right. Well, there was one who, he was those things, but he had a very negative persona, and even his own men, that he was an agent in charge of the St. Louis FBI office, and I've known several of those guys, but one of them was a real knucklehead, and even his own men didn't respect him and didn't want nothing to do with him. But he was the exception. He was the exception.
Right. As a rule, I absolutely agree with you, John. They're some of the best and the brightest there are in law enforcement.
Yeah, but if you tie their hands by changing their mission statement, they can't go against their mission statement without risking their career and their pension and their paycheck. So they're not going to do that. Now, I don't doubt that there's probably FBI agents who privately, on their own time, keep track of communists just because it's the right thing to do, don't you think?
Yes, I would say that is a very insightful. In other words, what I'm saying is I know for a fact it happens.
Right. Well, I would if I was an FBI agent. And even if it wasn't part of my mission statement to monitor communist activities and monitor communists, I would do it on my own anyway.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Before the break here, do you have any flash drives in stock?
Yes, I do, John. I've got 10. Ready to go right this minute. Packaged up. All I got to do is print out a label and send them out.
Okay. Well, check out the flash drives at ruralsurvival.info. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here visiting with Mr. Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, I talked briefly with our friend Steve O'Neill a few days ago. He's still alive and active. I haven't heard from him for a while, but he's been one of your writers off and on over the years, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, and his style of writing is wonderful. Yeah, I got an email from him with an article. It was either yesterday or day before, but I've been so busy I haven't got it up on Rural Survival yet. But yes, he's got this writing style that is so insightful, so analytical. He's a pleasure to read, even though the subjects he may be talking about can get to be downright scary. He is truly a pleasure to read. I don't have to edit anything on him.
Right, right. Well, it's a delight to work with somebody with an incredibly high IQ who still has social skills, because so frequently a man as brilliant as him cannot have social skills in a normal sense of the word.
Right, you're right. I know the kind of people you're talking about.
And Steve, if you're listening, this is a compliment, sir. Yeah, but we've had a number of writers at ruralsurvival.info. We also frequently mention Steve Whitman. I got a stack of his books nearby here, who began as an author writing a description of what happened when he was shot three times with a .45 caliber pistol.
Right.
And going on from there to write a book about that, and then going on from there to write multiple books.
Exactly.
The writing all began at ruralsurvival.info, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, and I'm very proud of that, and very proud of Steve for taking the bull by the horns and utilizing a talent that apparently he didn't even know he had. But the reviews on his article were so tremendous on Rural Survival, I really think that encouraged him to take up writing professionally. At least I hope I had something to do with it.
Absolutely, you did. Absolutely, you did. But, ladies and gentlemen, the degradation in mainstream media, even respected publications like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, you're going to see a level of writing equal to or better than the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal at ruralsurvival.info, won't you, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, to me, John, when I sit down and read a news article, that is when I'm not just speed reading it, and I do a lot of speed reading it, but when I sit down and actually read some of these articles out of these respected publications, especially the two you were just mentioning, it's almost like torture. You want to reach into the computer monitor and just grab the writer by the throat and shake him.
I know.
You know, these outlandish mistakes they make are just ridiculous.
Well, there are multiple mistakes because there's the author, and then there's the editor, and then
right.
there's a proofreader. I mean, at that level of writing, the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, there's multiple attempts to get it right, and they fail at each step of the way, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I'm going to tell you something, John. I blame a lot of that on this computer. You know, everybody works on the computer. Everybody, you
right.
know. And I blame a lot of that on cut and paste and spell checkers changing the words. There truly is a lot of that. And I've got to the point
it.
Where I won't publish anything.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't publish anything without somebody else reading it, physically reading it, not the computer checking it, but somebody else sitting down here at my desk and reading what I've written.
Well, I do the same thing. If it's anything of great magnitude, I have my wife edit it because I'm very poor. I can edit other people's work, but I can't edit my own.
I have the same problem. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger, buddy.
Yeah, proofread is probably a more accurate term. But yes. So, it's disappointing, and it's another sign of degradation of our culture and our society. I mentioned earlier in the week, I was sitting and watching Glenn Miller this past Sunday, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and thinking
right.
how much we have lost.
Oh, it's incredible.
And
it's incredible.
So we're walking to our seats, third row center, and there three rows back is Tom Berryhill with a friend. Neither one of us knew the other was going to be there, and we all four of us went to the soda fountain in Steelville and had ice cream afterwards. So it was a very delightful afternoon, to say the least.
It sounds like it. Great.
Yep, it was. We got the bottom of the hour break coming up here. So if a person wanted to write for rural survival, how would they get started?
The easiest way, John, is for somebody just to email me. office@ruralsurvival.info, rural survival, one word. And just tell me what you got and we'll talk. That's the easiest way to do it. I would give out my phone number, but I made that mistake one time and I'm not doing that again.
Okay. Here's our break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about our favorite product, the energy cleaner, in a moment. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things that you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of July. Well, every Thursday, we talk for about 24 minutes about my favorite product called the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir. Did you hear the beginning of the show, Tom?
No. Yeah, I did part of it, yes. I was interrupted by phone calls, but yes.
I understand. Well, Tim's back. He had a great outcome at the hospital in Columbia, Missouri yesterday, and he's back. He's with us this morning, and he's making use of the Energy Cleaner all night, every night, and, of course, the essential oils. And the healing is moving forward, despite our non-professional assessment, which was causing so much anguish, wasn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it was. I went up there with the full belief they were going to put me in the hospital and wind up taking off my leg. And even the RN in the office and I were discussing, you know, the procedures and how long I had to stay in the hospital afterwards and all. And the doctor, the head of the entire ortho clinic there at the medical university, came in, took a look, and said, "Oh, you're fine." And my wife and I both about dropped our teeth, and the RN just rolled her eyes and walked out. So, but apparently everything's fine.
So the healing is really moving along quickly. I thought it probably would, Tim. Any other comments made by the doctor? Like he hadn't seen that before? That's usually
no. He says about 1 in 20 people get the bacteria that I've gotten. Apparently, it's just a bacteria that creates a very horrible smell, and he said, "I do not have an infection. It's just the tissue that is dying around the edges of the graft, which is expected, is just producing this god-awful smell." And I pick up a prescription today, a liquid, to put on it twice a day that supposedly within 72 hours will get rid of that smell. But, you know, I really thought I was toast, Tom. I truly believed that when I went up there.
Well, then this is really good news, Tim. I'm really glad to hear this.
It is. And
You'll be back to normal here pretty quick, and you can get on with things out there at the ranch.
Yeah, they fitted me with a boot. That's what they call it. It looks like something goes all the way up to my knee, has a sole on it like a shoe. And they said, "Now, when we tell you, this is what you have to wear when you start walking." And since they gave it to me yesterday, my guess is they're only talking 2 or 3 weeks.
Right, right.
So, you know... I won't be running any races, but I might be able to motivate around without a wheelchair.
Right. So the boot will stabilize and protect the injured part while you're getting ready to ambulate around a little bit. That's great.
Correct. It's got metal bars that run up the side. It's a two-piece thing. I put on one part and then strap on the other. It probably weighs 10 pounds total, but it's quite an interesting-looking contraption.
I bet it is. Well, it's good news, and I was urging my listeners to pray for the optimal outcome, and we got the optimal outcome, so that's wonderful.
Well gentlemen, I'm a firm believer in prayer.
Prayer works. There's no doubt about that. Well, gentlemen, we're in the hottest part of the summer right now, second week of July, and very little rain. Professor McKinney's talking about unprecedented rain in some parts of the world, but not in our part of the world. And people being stressed by the heat and so forth. The energy cleaner can't rehydrate you, but the energy cleaner will help deal with the stress, won't it, Tom?
Oh, it sure will, John. Yes, and healing after surgeries and broken bones, as Tim is finding out. It really accelerates that healing. We've had orthopedic surgeons comment about being in that line of work for nearly 30 years and never having seen a healing take place so rapidly. It just totally amazed them. So, and of course, other medical doctors reporting back with other types of injuries, like in Steve Whitman's case with the gunshot wounds, they were very amazed at how fast he was healing. So the energy cleaner acts as a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body, and it will get them to start operating properly. The cells operate as a small pump. They have to push out the waste and toxin material and pull in fresh nutrients, and the energy cleaner will assist any cells that are weak or sluggish to really start pumping again and operate in a normal way. Very efficiently, and then, of course, the body cleans itself up, and that's how the healing takes place at a much faster pace. And I really believe that's happening in Tim's case, and I'm really thankful for that.
Well, it is. I know he's making use of the energy cleaner every night. And
oh, yeah.
It would probably help, Tim, if you had a pad or some way to have a pad when you're at your computer doing your work also. Is that something that you're able to do yet?
Well, I haven't, and I'll tell you why I haven't. Normally, Lori stays up late at night. I go to bed early, and we just pretty much leave the energy cleaner on the bed. I don't want to take it away from her. you know, she doesn't come out and speak publicly about it much, but she is definitely sold on it. And
right.
I leave it on the bed for her instead of taking it away.
Well, that makes sense, and that's what you should be doing. But the relief you're getting is certainly phenomenal and extraordinary.
Well, the bones on my leg, according to yesterday's x-ray, are doing very well. In fact, for being a diabetic, they were quite surprised that it was doing as well as it had. You know, it had been 2 weeks since the last x-rays, and apparently everything bone-wise is healing. The problem we're having is tissue. Apparently that's not even a problem now.
Right, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about here is called the energy cleaner. No, it's not a TENS unit. No, it's not a Rife machine. It's entirely different technology. You can read up on the technology if you're interested. The patent application information is at my website at libertyman.com. And this healing signal, it puts the energy cleaner, it's about the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D as in delta, 9 D cell batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply two things. One LED light that alternately flashes either red or green, telling you two things, that it's working and it's changing polarity. And then there's a place to plug in one plug, a socket to plug in one plug that can go to one of the factory-made fitted mattress pads that I offer for sale, or you can plug in the wire that comes with it. It has an alligator clip on the other end, attach a metal spoon to that alligator clip, drop it into a bathtub full of comfortably warm water, or a hot tub turned down to 98 degrees, and just sitting there until the water starts cooling off in the case of a bathtub, and your body is literally immersed in that signal. We focus on two things. Pain mitigation, it could be joint pain, back pain, arthritis pain, and getting a great night's sleep. And I do something your medical doctor rarely, if ever, would do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner. I got a note this morning, gentlemen, from a man. He said he took delivery last night of his energy cleaner, and that begins his 30-day free trial. But there's a 95% chance that he'll be successful in his 30-day free trial. I've got energy cleaners in inventory. I just took delivery yesterday of 8 more mattress pads, so I got all my mattress pads squared away. And fully topped off inventory. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. The energy cleaner is only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads vary in price, of course, by the size. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, and a handy 12 by 24 inch size that you can use on your recliner, or use it in your automobile, wherever you think it might be handy. And, of course, I do have a toll-free hour line, and I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. That toll-free hour line to order the energy cleaner and the mattress pads is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I'll be making my last shipment before I go to the Czech Republic on Tuesday the 18th. So if you get your order in between now and Tuesday the 18th, I'll get it shipped out before I leave. Otherwise, there'll be a 5-day delay to get those orders out, which is not a lot. Most people, Tom, haven't they been waiting for 20 and 30 and 40 years for relief? What's another 5 days, right, Tom?
Extra 5 days is nothing after decades of pain and misery.
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold here, gentlemen. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John, Tom, and Tim.
Good morning.
One thing I want to mention about the skin problems, I've ran across a cream that's a 50-gram tube of cream made in Israel, and now it comes out of New Jersey. It's the same formula. It's called halobetasol, H-A-L-O-B-E-T-A-S-O-L, propionate cream. A 50-gram tube is about $170, but that's excellent for skin problems, so I thought I'd pass that along.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're always getting helpful hints from different listeners, aren't we, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the reason Lori and I love our show so much on Saturdays. You know, we learn much more, I think, from our callers than they learn from us. It just works out that way. And, yeah, that's
right,
why we
right.
enjoy it.
And your show is Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time, isn't it?
That is correct. That is correct. And this week's guest is going to be Don Wiskin, the maker of Extendivite.
Outstanding. Well, I know you've been using this product and getting some success with it. That's great. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful show, and I encourage people to listen. Well, gentlemen, I leave for the Czech Republic next week. I'll be on the Big Bird the 19th. I'll come back the 24th. Tim, you're going to be sitting in for me while I'm gone, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate the help, and I know you'll do a good job as always. And next Thursday, you and Tom will be on your own, won't you, Tom?
We can handle it.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Definitely.
If I can call in, I'll certainly make an attempt to. I don't know what I'll be doing over there, but I can't make any promises I'll be able to give any live reports from the Czech Republic. It'll be I'll be reporting. I'll probably have several days worth of commentary when I get back, because I will meet people I would never ever meet otherwise and gain access to information I would never have otherwise. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I wish I could crawl in your suitcase just like,
Professor McKinney. Yeah, Professor McKinney wants to hitch a ride in my suitcase also. But, yeah, seriously, it will be an eye-opening event, and the people I will meet will be something I think will help all of us. And for all you listeners in Europe, wherever you might be, it doesn't matter, England, Germany, Poland, France, Spain, I am certainly willing to come and speak to your country also. If you want to do that while I'm there, it will, you know, the travel expense is mostly paid for, so there won't be that will cut down the expense quite a bit. Just send me an email. My email address is thelibertyman@aol.com. You know, we're in the middle of the growing season here, and I know you're as fascinated as most people are about how the energy cleaner helps fruits and vegetables, aren't you, sir?
Yes, that's true, John. And you know, with this hot weather, I would assume it's really taking a toll on some of the gardening activities. If you have a greenhouse, of course, you can keep those plants going a lot easier year-round, as a matter of fact, and the energy cleaner is quite simple to apply in any greenhouse, whether it be your standard plant beds or if you have a hydroponic or even aquaponic. A lot of people are getting interested in that, to have the complete closed-loop system with the tanks growing various types of fish, mostly tilapia, and the energy cleaner can be used to energize the media that the plants grow in, the plant beds, by simply stretching stainless steel welding wire through there. One strand of that wire into that, it looks like a gravel, I think, that they use, but one strand of that thin stainless steel wire stretch through that plant bed will energize the material as it gets damp from the nutrients flowing through there, and radiate that signal into the plants, and they'll grow like crazy. You can also do it the regular way with screen wire or chicken wire, and that's what we typically recommend for regular gardens, is to use chicken wire. It allows the light to come without any attenuation, and keep that right over the plants as close as possible. And, of course, sometimes you have to make adjustments, so you need to take that into consideration when you set it up. You may have to be increasing the height of that mesh, of that chicken wire mesh over the top of the plants as they grow, unless you don't mind if they get tangled up in it, but it wouldn't.
Tom, your audio is coming and going here.
I don't know what's wrong with this phone, but I've had problems with it. I guess it's time to change it.
It's a landline.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe it is time to change it out. Is it cordless or hardwire?
Oh no, it's hardwired. John, this is a quality. This is a quality phone made in 1978 with a rotary dial on it. You know.
Oh, a real phone. Okay.
A real phone with a carbon. I use it because it has a carbon transmitter in the handset, and the old timers know that that's some of the the best for telephone transmission. But anyway, I'll the way to fix that is to bang the handset on the floor a couple of times to loosen up those carbon granules, but I don't think I'll do that during your show. But I will.
No, well, maybe during the break, but no, okay. Nobody wants to hear that live on the air.
but look, the bottom line here is get that into your greenhouse, over your garden area. That energy cleaner will really, really help with the vegetable production and with the times that we're living in. Preparedness is very crucial, and if you're going to be involved in canning, food storage, things like this, the energy cleaner could really be integrated into that effort, and I think it would really impress anybody doing that along with their friends that happen to be witness to it. So it's really something to look into.
It is. Here's our break.
Low-cost way
tuned. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th day of July, visiting with Tim Spencer and Tom Berryhill. We're talking about the energy cleaner. And something I bring up frequently, Tim, is energy cleaner procrastinators, which you were in those ranks for about 2 weeks, weren't you, sir?
Yes, I was. A completely wasted 2 weeks, Don. If I'd have known then what I know now, it would have been on my bed instantly. But we've been learning.
Well, there's people all over the world, literally, because I ship these all over the planet, every continent except the Antarctic. They listen to you and I and Tom every Thursday. They think about it, they ponder on it, and they procrastinate, don't they, Tim?
Yeah, they do. They do. And I understand, you know, and most of the time when you hear about something that sounds like it's too good to be true, it is.
Right.
This is one of those rare exceptions that it is as good as we purport it to be. And
right.
If it's not, get your money back. You know, so it's a win-win situation.
It's counterintuitive, and if I'd heard about this when I was 25, I would have not believed it, because I had no little, almost no understanding of what the difference is between allopathic medicine and homeopathic medicine.
Right.
Very little understanding about nutrition, it's counterintuitive to most people to think that something this small and this simple, it only costs $285, can actually do things that a full-blown medical hospital full of doctors and expensive equipment can't do. It's counterintuitive, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. You know, when I first got involved in this in March of year 2000, I didn't believe it either. I was looking for a long-running product to manufacture and ran across the information, but I had a tough time believing it myself. And even argued with Mr. Lee Kroc, who was the original inventor. And, of course, he just told me to shut up and do it the way he said, and it would the outcome would be... Well, I did, but we argued quite a bit about it. And he said, you've got to unlearn some of the things that you learn. And he was right. It did work. It worked quite well, and the rest is history. But, yes, I even had some disbeliefs about the thing, but it's proven itself to be a very, very good product that has helped countless people, John, over the years and all over the world. So we've been doing our part to get the word out and help as many people as we can, but they just have to give it a try. Stop procrastinating and get with it, and I think they'll be happy.
Well, I think you're right, because see, the experience shows that we're right, and it's time to wake up, smell the coffee, and take action, isn't it, Tim?
Oh yeah, positively. You know, there might come a time when there isn't. You know, those big brown trucks don't run anymore. So I'd recommend people get one of these while they can, or get two even.
Right. Right. Well, and if you had to bug out, where would your energy cleaner be, Tim?
Right on top of my bug out bag. Absolutely.
Right. Well, of course it would. So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. Study up on it. Make your decision. Get your energy cleaner. Tom, Tim, thank you very much.
Enjoyed it, John.
Okay. Got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Don Kubley. We'll talk about the inner shelter domes. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.